Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
What do we want? When do we want it? When do we want it?
The United Auto Workers GM strike entered its fourth week yesterday. And despite signs at the end of last week that negotiations were going well, UAW Vice President for GM Terry Dietz says they've taken a turn for the worse. Here's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders talking about part of the problem of one of UAW's sticking points, a lack of commitment from GM to manufacturing new products in U.S. plants.
We have a situation today. We have large, profitable corporations where the CEOs are making 200, 300, 400 times more than their worker. They're shutting down companies here in America, profitable factories. They're moving them to China, moving them to Mexico.
Maintaining the support of union members in states like Michigan will be key in the 2020 election. There are 50,000 UAW workers on strike at factories across the Midwest and South. While President Donald Trump and his Republican primary challengers have stayed quiet so far, Democratic candidates for president are still out there supporting UAW and workers' rights more generally. SEIU, Service Employee International Union members, asked questions of 8 Democratic presidential contenders at the union's Los Angeles Forum over the weekend. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro highlighted farmworkers' rights in particular, touring the 40 Acres, United Farmworkers of America's historic headquarters. Meanwhile, Sanders supporters walked the picket line with UAW in Ottumwa, Iowa. Sanders was the first presidential campaign to unionize. Other Democrats followed suit, including Castro, then Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and finally New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. The Biden campaign is not unionized, and Warren has been gaining on the frontrunner in some polls, particularly in Iowa and New Hampshire, where her grassroots approach has been paying off, like when she calls up donors on the phone to say thank you, no matter how much or how little they contribute. Here's Warren's Iowa Communications Director, Jason Noble.
She really enjoys interacting with people one-on-one and gets so much out of those interactions. Something that she does that's really unique almost in politics is she does this selfie line everywhere she goes. No matter how big or small the event is, a big part of it is having one-on-one interactions with everybody who wants one.
Noble says that Warren's staff is prioritizing a highly personal campaign focused on community organizing.
We as an organization put so much emphasis on our organizers. We have a lot of really bright, young, driven people out here whose job is just to get out and meet people, find the people who are interested in learning more about Elizabeth Warren and giving them every opportunity that they can to make those connections.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.